You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hello, everyone. This is Derek White, SkyCloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds. I'm your psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat room, BBS Radio. I'd like to thank you all for coming in, listening in. This week, we have a very special guest, me. actually, we're going to be making a phone call to a young lady who actually has been doing her walk for the highway of, on the Highway of Tears. Now, this actually has taken place heading through British Columbia, and this young lady, her name is Audrey Auger, and her daughter was murdered a few years back, and she went missing, and they never did solve the case. Now, this particular place is up near Prince George. It's a very well-known location. There have been a lot of people, a lot of young girls, young women. Actually, pretty well almost of all ages have been either picked up by this in this area, and they have been finding bodies, and sometimes they not have found any bodies. And what they're doing is they're actually, this young lady, Audrey Auger, I met her last year at a diabetes conference, and she was going through a lot of her pain because of loss of her daughter. And what Audrey wanted to do for her daughter, her name is Alaya Sarah Auger. She wants to walk for her daughter, and which basically she's looking for a lot of people to be near her and to ask for her their assistance to actually to support her while she's walking the highway. And if you were able to be in that area of British Columbia, she actually has started out from the Summit Lake area, so she's doing this walk. There is a car that's walking with her, and it's following her as she's doing her long walk, and it's very sad to see this happen. Now, they have done a lot of promotions and tried to do as much support in the area. They've done this last year. They actually finished doing putting up a billboard along Highway 16 up near Morristown in British Columbia. There have been other people from other First Nations groups, and especially even to acknowledge the West Coast people from the British Columbia area, as well as the people up in Driftpaw First Nations in Alberta. They also have been helping Audrey, and we want to support you, young my dear. We want to help you and talk about you quite often, and we share our stories, hear your stories about you. You are very highly supported all across Canada, as much as I can try and get out for you. And basically, I'm going to try and do is get Audrey on the phone. So, Dawn, if you can give her a call, and we'll have a chat with Audrey and ask her to see how she's doing and see how far she's gone so far. Also, we have the Driftpaw First Nations powwows coming up in Alberta, and that is actually happening September the 7th, 8th, and 9th. In Driftpaw, Alberta. Now, Driftpaw is about 3 hours northwest of Edmonton, and it's a fantastic place to be, or about three and a half hours northwest of Edmonton. It's a beautiful place to be, very close to Slave Lake, and like I said, I've been up there about 4 times last year, and it's a fabulous place to be. You know, if you guys want to go fishing, nice place. Very welcoming town, turning itself into a city, because they're building industry is absolutely phenomenal. There are people just moving in town consistently, so the whole town is doing flourishing quite well. Like I said, the Drip Pile First Nation is actually having a powwow on September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Now, they were scheduled to have their powwow this coming weekend, but they had an elder who was very well known in the community passed away, so they had to move the time up a little later until this has cleared itself. So, yes, and also, you know, you've heard my music. The music that I've had is Theta Miller. She goes by Theta Phoenix once in a while, or Theta Phoenix Miller. She has been coming on as I do as much as I can to support her. She's got a fabulous voice. I mean, if you ever heard Theta's voice, she's got her CDs out now. On her website, Theta actually has, it's under thetamiller.com. It's T-H-E-D-A, miller.com. And she's on her third year of music school. She's actually is doing this on her own. She doesn't have no government help. And so what she's asking, she's actually sharing her letter out here. She sent me an email, and she's asking everyone, if anybody's interested in her music or to buy her CDs to get her back into school. So basically she's on her third and final year. To support her is actually to buy her music. So if you're interested in going to her website, she is looking forward to having me contact with you. And those of you who are actually in the British Columbia area, she does live in Vancouver, and if you want to even see her, make an appointment. She actually works as a physiotherapist, and she what she does is she does physiotherapy, and at the same time she will sing to you. So she's, like I said, she's a woman that actually, a young woman, she's in her early 30s. She has a beautiful angelic voice, and if you listen to her voice long enough, you swear to God you're gone somewhere else. Anyways, she's got this. Like I said, she's on her third year of school, so as much as you're able to buy her music, or if you want to go see her to make an appointment to get therapy done, she's willing. This is how she earns her income. She actually has been well received. She actually did a closing ceremony and opening ceremony with Deepak Chopra here up in British Columbia here when he came to visit us. And so she is getting picked up, and also she has been also been traveling with Dr. Bell off BBS Radio here. So she's getting around to get to meet a lot of new people. So like I said, if you are wanting to also, she also has a concert coming up, and she's actually doing it this coming Thursday, August 23rd, in Vancouver. And the place is called the Harmony Home, and the address is 233 East 13th Avenue. And if you want to get, it's at 7 o'clock at night, 7 to 10. If you are interested to get tickets or even to come down to see her, just go see, you know, to watch her play. She's absolutely a fabulous person. So anyways, she does have her CD sales on website, and she does have PayPal. So, you know, look forward to having to make contact with her and to see her. You would love to be entertained. Anyways, we're trying to see if we can get Audrey Ogier. Don, are you there? So we're trying to get through. In the meantime, tonight, what I'm going to be doing is actually doing readings on radio. So those of you who actually also want to call in, I do have the numbers available. It's 877. Get out your crayons, guys. Okay. See, what's happening, probably that Audrey's in the mountains right now. They probably not be able to get contact with her, because sometimes when you're traveling through the mountains, you lose contact with through your phone line. So we'll try and get through later on the show. Those of you who are trying to, would like to call in to do get a reading by me this evening, I'm actually available this evening. So if you want to call in, I'm available to chat with. And my phone number, our phone number at the station is 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. And those in the U.S. In Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, those are calling in internationally. It's, you know, you basically call your operator, and the phone number is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. We have been been busy here. Like my show and other shows that have been on here has been, we have been super, super busy, which is great. BBS is actually succeeding greater and greater all the time. We actually had Don and Doug Newsom over. We talked him into coming up to BC here about a week and a half ago. And Don and Doug came to our spiritual church that we welcomed them to come visit. And basically they also did, we did a little sort of a panel thing. We had three chairs. I was sitting with, well, we were chatting. We had a great time. I think we have a caller calling in. Is someone there?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
This is Vince in California.
How you doing?
Doing real well.
Good.
So you wanted people to call in, and I was ready to call in tonight.
Well, that's good. What can I do for you?
Oh, shoot. I so listened to exactly what you said, I didn't even know if I needed an intention here tonight.
What am I looking for? Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. No, somebody just called. Somebody just tried to. This is crazy. Anyways, let's get back to you again. Tonight it's been our phones are getting kind of snappy a little bit. I've been hearing, so it must be from other areas. Now, what would you like to know?
I'd like to know what Spirit has for me. I'm in this process of really getting the heart and mind connection going. Trying to really work the sacred feminine Christ of consciousness into my everyday life.
Yeah.
Like to know, you know, what I might not be aware of in that area, and in the and how that relates to the business activities I'm involved in.
Okay. I want to say there's also a female connected to you in this aspect of what you're dealing with. Seeing a female on your side, whether you are working with a relationship or actually in the relationship.
Yeah, my wife.
Okay. I feel that she feels kind of a little left out.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure if that makes any sense, but I feel like you need to make a reconnection again to work on that.
Yeah. We are working on that, so that's good.
Maybe she feels a little bit behind or falling behind. How does it feel like she's somehow behind you, not beside you? And I feel that you're basically just work on that reconnection.
Okay, good.
The only thing I would say with you as far as business is concerned, try not to work on fears of failures, because I feel that you will have greater success in your work, but you need to trust it more often. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like there's only you're given limitations. I mean, shown limitations. So try not to limit what you are or who you are and what you do as far as your own personal work is concerned. Try to sometimes you need to open up yourself even more to let things happen. Right now, at this moment, I would say the next little while, you may be what you were working on or are working on is having to say, well, okay, I want it done now. I want this gun done now. You're looking at about maybe a couple more months before you start actually expecting things to start to happen for you. It's almost like you don't push yourself into it. Let it come to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Try not to create too much pressure. Everything will come around as far as business you're in. Are you in radio?
No, I'm not in radio.
Okay. What do you do?
I work on higher financial international projects.
Okay. Have you been on radio a lot? Have you talked about it?
No, not actually. I mean, I've... You know, I know that's a medium that will be used at a later time, but I haven't put a lot of thought into it.
I've got a funny feeling that you may end up doing a bit of radio by talking about the business that you're in, that you'll be helping people, giving them actually advice.
That would definitely be interesting.
Okay. I feel like it's like once you're on the radio, because you've actually got a fantastic voice. I can hear your voice, and your voice really somehow stands out. And I'm being shown a microphone in front of me. That means that you, I'm not talking about my microphone. I'm being shown that microphone in front of me in spirit. That means that you're in front of that microphone and you're on radio and you're giving people advice as if they're phoning in, and you're giving that advice as far as financial aid or that type of like work.
I could see that.
I would check that out and see what your thoughts are on that one.
Well, I could see that in the future. You know, the that's why I was talking about the heart mind, the bringing the Christ, because I want to be to that point where I'm coming fully from the heart when it's time to go out there and be dealing with the masses.
Yes.
And I know I have to have that process pretty secured before some of the higher ideals that have been popped into my mind are ready to come out to others.
Well, the interesting part of it is when you are letting it maintain itself, like it being, like, don't let yourself feel as if you're stuck. What I'm saying is, like, try not to let yourself think that you're only limited what you have as far as the skill is concerned. Let it go ahead even more. I'll give you an example. Even me, be myself. I had another radio show before this when I was actually out doing AM radio, and I was very successful at it. And the only thing is that the station itself, when they took me in, it was great to have them, I mean, being part of their business, but they made decisions by having to change it to become an all-women's radio. That was about 3 years ago, but now they've actually changed their scheduling. It's no longer the way that is anymore. They've decided to go back into the old original format. But in the meantime, it didn't really do any harm to me because what it did for me was make contact with more people internationally than was just locally. So sometimes you are guided to go to places you don't realize you're going meant to be there. It just happens. You just happen to be there, and you're just meant to be. You just can't, you know, some people say, well, you know, how come I can't do this? How come I can't do that? Yes, you can. You can do things, but don't limit your skills that you think that you can or cannot do. Okay?
Yeah.
You basically open up yourself more and say, well, okay, God, you got work for me. Show me what I got to do next.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason I was led to call tonight, because that's really trying to see that opening, and maybe I need to relax with it a little bit more, but maybe it's the passion or desire for it so much that, but part of what you're saying is relax.
Yeah, but try not to use also the disappointment attitude, you know, like, you know, sure, you may have an odd door in front of you, but it doesn't mean the door is closed. That means you may have to take another door on the side. You may have to take a window, so to speak. You don't have to climb in, but you're looking into something to see, to do research, and then what happens is you come back, and then you say, okay, now I know what I could do, and to improve or to add on, to include whatever I make a decision. If it makes any sense to you.
No, yes, it does.
Okay. Because it's like saying, Having to have a business that you're in, not many people actually are very good at what they do. But you have that creativity, you have that strength, you have that push. But try not to use the alternative of saying, I can't do it. You can do it. That's the only thing I'm trying to say is, like, don't give up what you're doing. You know, some people say that, they use the old phrase, don't give up your day job. Well, in one point, they say, yes, don't give up your day job. The other point, not to give up at all, because you always have something coming into your path. Always, always happens. You're never without what you want. Just always believe in your heart that you'll become even more successful.
That's a good message, because things have delayed a little longer than most think they should have. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Just don't sit with it too long to think you can't have it. And sometimes we always think that we expected to have it, like, now. But I would say the next couple of months, you're going to actually have some very surprising, surprising alternatives or all surprising gifts given to you.
Do you see a correlation between the flow of the business? Because that's really there partially for to help the people. But you see that same correlation with that rising and growing as same as in the spiritual walk in my particular situation?
It happens in both ways, no matter if it's physical or actually it's spiritual. With yourself, you're going to have a whole lot more coming to you than you think. We always keep on looking for logical senses continuously. We're always looking for logic all the time. Sometimes logics don't always mean much to us, but we just have to let logic step itself, get the ego out of the way, get the logical sense out of the way, and let it come to you. Because we always think that we can ever only hold what we're only valued at. And even, for example, Give another example, like BBS Radio. Don and Doug, who own this program, or own this station, they saw themselves go further yet. They saw themselves to even go more, and yet people are saying, well, this is all you can do. But Don's saying, no, there's more we can do. But people say, no, these are your limits. No, there's never limits. If you see a dream, if you have a dream, your dream will come. But you have to let it happen.
Yeah,
whether you want to work in the community, whether you want to work in the business, helping assist people as a counselor, or counseling in any kind of format, you'll always be good as a counselor, no matter what it is, whether it's financial or spiritual. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
A little unnerving, but yes.
We're so used to, I'll tell you something. We're so used to being in that regular 9-to-5 belief system. Like your father and mother regulated you that way, and that's exactly all you get. But yet, you got to learn to, sometimes you've got to change that theory again. You're not your mom. You're not your dad. But you're going to see the whole world differently. My father wanted me to be someone his way, and that's not what I wanted. So I broke free from that. Maybe I've been a rebel in the family, but the fact is I did what I wanted to do and I got where I wanted. I may not have gotten exactly everything yet, but I'm still seeing myself get there.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Well,
you just have to let it come to you.
I can certainly relate to that because I'm all those, and what I do most people don't even think exists. But what you're saying, there's much more than I even can see coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Way more.
Well, that's kind of exciting.
That's what I said. There's two people that I will say, there's two people that they'll bring something to you, but the opportunity is going to show itself. You make that decision. That's in 2 months.
Very well.
You'll have an offer that you may not want to turn down.
Very
okay.
Interesting.
Record it, write it down, call me back in a couple months, let me know.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, Don, are you there? Mr. Don, are you there? Okay, so we're just trying to wait and see if we got Audrey coming online. We'll see what happens in the next couple of seconds. I was supposed to be leaving town here. I was going to be heading out of town the next following for about 10 days, but my schedule has changed. So I'm going to be trying to see if I can get someone else back here on radio to do to also interview for next following weekend or next following Tuesday night. So I got a fine feeling. I think I know who I'm going to be getting to bring online. Now, there's also something else that I want to bring up, and that is people are always bringing that little bit of fear-mongering out there, fear of, like, say, for example, we talk about cancer, we talk about AIDS, we talk about diabetes, we talk about all these things that we think that we can never cure. There are cures out there, and if people ever say that there's no such thing as a cure, that it's actually, this is all I got to do, I got to struggle with this rest of my life, guaranteed, folks, out there, I have talked to a lot of people that I know in the industry. I mean, there's a fellow up there named Dr. Bell who does BBS with us. We all know that there is cures for all kinds of illnesses that people have been dealing with for many, many years. I've come across these people for a long time, and I've been hearing it so often. I've been hearing getting people send me emails, well, are you sure this can be done? Are you sure this can be done? Yes, it can be done. Cancer can be cured. Diabetes can be cured. AIDS can be cured. In fact, everything that we call a virus or a disease, it's not really a disease. It's basically man-made. And we end up getting caught up in the middle of it all. because society itself wants to control all this, which basically I call society, which is government control. And I don't want to get too political into it, but what I want to say is that there are many alternatives available. So if anybody out there themselves who think that they cannot have a cure for any of these type of symptoms they've ever actually had or their families or members ever had, trust me, it's going to come out into the open, where the point was, I'm going to get these guys on my show. I'm going to have a man, this fellow on my show, Dr. Stephen Foster, who has been involved in this research talking about AIDS, which there is no such thing as AIDS. Basically, it's considered as a symptom man-made program. It can actually be cured. Hep C, which basically is a notavirus. They actually do radionics, which they find out what your issues are. Your body starts to heal itself to the point. I was even told there was even actually people who actually did have AIDS and have been given the proper nutrition, to take for their symptoms, and you wouldn't even know that they were actually AIDS patients. So if they ever got a cut, they would never have to spread that we call the infected blood. And it's interesting how it works out. It's not the way it was anymore. So many people out there today are trying to fight back and to stand on their own two feet. I've got another doctor that I want to get, another person I want to get back out here on my show as well, and that's actually Barry Lines. And he talks about the healing cancer, the cures, the cover-ups, and the solutions now. And he's also an author of the cancer that worked. I mean, come on. We have all this available out here, and a lot of us keep on thinking we can't do it, we can't succeed. People, you can live longer if you are listening to yourself. Try to look up your internet. If you have access to the internet, look it up. Start finding these people online. There are cures available. The only thing is that we're having issues with, I mean, especially with Barry Lyons, he keeps on saying on the book there, so many doctors have found cures of all kinds of symptoms, but as soon as the government finds out that these actually have found the cures, these people suddenly go missing or they're found dead. You know why? Because it's a billion-dollar deal. It is a billion-dollar thing, industry in this world that scares the people out of their wits. And so these guys are fighting back and saying, you know what, I don't care if you kill me, but some days, one day, somebody's going to find out that, truthfully, there is a cure. And you know what? We do have cures out there. The funny thing is that we do, I'm involved, I do a lot of reading, and my wife does a lot of reading too, so we do have a lot of people out there that are actually involved in the health field. If you're ever in my office, in my home, I was hoping I would get Don and Doug at our place that time when they came for a visit, but we didn't get a chance because things got changed around as far as the scheduling is concerned. But one day we'll get them back here again. But you'll see, if you're in my office where we are holding our show, this, we got wall to wall, all four sides of the walls, books and books and books, all based on alternative health. So, and my wife, and she's fabulous when she looks up all this stuff, because she knows she's actually what you call a cancer survivor, because she actually had breast cancer, and she actually had both her breasts removed on account of the cancer. Now, we didn't really know that there was alternatives at the time when this all took place. This is 2 years ago. If we'd known there's alternatives, that this could have been cured, then she wouldn't have bothered doing it. But she thought, by what their means of doctors telling you, that, oh yeah, you've got cancer, and you know what, you've got to go through the chemo, you got to go through the radiation. Well, she did look up some of the alternatives before. Lucky for her, she did not want the radiation nor the chemo, but she had the surgery. And then she started taking care of her health, and she did detoxing. And when she went out back to see her doctor, her cancer doctor, the doctor told her and said to her, you're clear of all cancer. You don't have cancer anymore. It's gone. Thank you. Guess what? She gets a phone call from the hospital, cancer clinic, saying, well, that doctor is wrong. Basically, 15 to 20% of all cancer survivors will get their cancer back. Well, how do you know that? Have you proven the test? No, you haven't. No one has. But they'll say that to put a scare tactic in you and make you think they feel guilty. So then they try to tell you to come down there, and you sign this little contract they put on paper, and you sign your life away for 5 years so they can experiment on you. We just recently had here in BC, they did an experiment on children to find out if they can survive a virus. So they put the virus in the kids here in BC. Guess what? Out of 100 children, 50 of them died. And did the doctor say, well, I'm sorry, the people that tested, I'm sorry, but the children died? No, they never apologized. They just said, well, maybe because there was a side effect, maybe those kids could not handle the overcome the issues. Excuse me? Why are you guys out there putting in newspapers wanting the people to be tested? Whatever happened to the word guinea pig? Whatever happened to the word rabbit or rats? Ever since we've had people out there who are wanting to save the animals, to not experiment on animals, well, folks, guess what you've done? You're animal saviors from rats and rabbits who are being tested to see if anybody will get these symptoms through side effects or other drugs they're experimenting on. You're saving the animals. Guess who are the guinea pigs now? We are. So we got to make some decisions here. If you really want to trust your medical industry, yes, you know, once in a while you got to have your surgery. Yes, we may have injured ourselves, we could break a leg, whatever have you. Yes, people do actually have heart problems. They may have to have that heart bypasses and pumps put in and that sort of thing. That I understand. But now those are the medical doctors. That's not the medical industry. Totally different story. So there is something out there that we need to be considered as a survivor. And we are considered survivors every day because we are eating and breathing and we are feeling, a lot of times people are feeling sicker every day. Why do they want to feel sick every day? Because we've got contrails and chemtrails and we've got jets flying more often above our homes, leaving chemtrails, and we're breathing all that in. And if anybody who works or who's ever been on an airline or worked for an airline, they know themselves what the difference is between a contrail and a chemtrail. But anybody who's ever wanting to believe by some other person saying, well, that's not a chemtrail. There's also saying it's chemtrail. That's just exhaust coming out of the plane. What? Oh, they're just dumping their garbage in the air, their exhaustion. Well, gee, it sure is not urine because they can't do that either. It's against the law. You know, so here we are. Why are they dumping all this into the sky? They're not spreading sprays for the crops. Are we the crops? You know, I mean, this is getting to be ridiculous. This is what happens. People get caught up in all this stuff. We all get sick. Sure, they want to experiment on us consistently about flu viruses, and they want to keep on making new bugs and new bugs and new bugs. Well, you know what? There's only one bug in this world. One bug. And that bug is experimentation. Those are the wannabe doctors. Those are the bugs. These guys are experimenting on us, and we let them get away with that. We have to stand up for ourselves once in a while and say, you know what, enough is enough, guys. Totally enough. I hear this so often from so many people. I feel sad for so many people. I'm not angry. I'm not ticked. I am sad to hear how people get so duped out. My mother and my father believed so much in a doctor that they even called doctor a god. And where are my parents now today? Dead. Why? Because they felt that that doctor can do something good for them. And these doctors that my mom had before and my dad had before, they experimented all kinds of drugs on my parents. My father became addicted to painkillers. He didn't know half the things that were going on in his life for about maybe 7 to 10 years. He didn't know what was going on in his life. Half the time, he's always in pain. And the more painkillers he kept on taking, the more increased the pain was. It wasn't getting any better. They weren't looking for the symptom. I literally had to find another alternative doctor, to help my father get out of that addiction. And when I finally got my father out of the addiction, he was getting better and better, then my mother had a stroke, a slow stroke, because she lost her best friend. So my dad wanted to die. But that's, you know, the thing is that you try everything you could for people that really you care for. And the thing is, you got to stand up for yourself, and you can stand up for families and friends and all those around you. Stand up for yourselves, folks. Don't be afraid. What you can't have in this world, whoever says to you that it can never be done, yes, it can. If it isn't broke, why are you fixing it? Why do they keep on adding more to it? You know what? Yeah. Here's one here on the chat line. Look in the chat line. People go to doctors in Alberta, and they do scare you half to death. They do, because they're all telling you, well, you know, the world's coming to an end. Well, gee, I've been hearing that for freaking years. I've been hearing world come to an end. My mother told me that. I sat with my mom many years ago. I said, Mom, I keep on hearing these people continuously saying the world's coming to an end. Is it really true? Mom's sitting there laughing at me. She thinks it's funny. She says, well, we used to have these guys walk around the middle of the city back in the 50s and the 60s, 1950s and 60s, walk around with wooden placards and they're on their body or are hanging over their shoulders, both sides. The world's coming to an end. The world end is near. Prepare thyself. Well, excuse me, this is 21st century. You don't see guys walk around with the world end is coming to an end. The world is end is near. Now they put them on their T-shirts. You know, like they want to save the whole. They just keep on telling you, prepare thyself to leave the world. Well, excuse me, but you have an alternative time in life. When you're meant to leave this world, when is your time? You know when it's your time. And there are people out there don't realize if you let every doctor tell you what's going on, if they don't know everything, just ask them sometimes. You ask your doctor, do you know anything about alternative medicines? Do you? Do you know anything about, like, well, let's see, can vitamin B really help a cold? What it does, it builds up your immune system, make it a little bit stronger. Echinacea, it can help you. Build up your immune system, make it stronger. These are natural herbs. These are herbs that are used long before the doctors even started to change their thinking. We used to have your country doctors. They were like a veterinarian, but also they were a country doctor. They worked on the animals just as much as they worked on you. Their stethoscopes are twice the size. And you nobody cared. Once you had that doctor you placed, the doctor checked you out, yeah, she has a flu virus, yeah, we'll take care of all that. We'll give her this herb or this tea and let her take that. Or what is it natural we used to always take? We used to drink chicken soup to build up the immune system. It was in the chicken. It was in the turkey. There's always something in the animal that we had cooked to help us make us stronger. But you don't hear a doctor saying, oh, well, just give them chicken soup. No, here's a needle in the arm. Oh, I guess it's going to take longer to get over it. Do you know there were actually many years ago when we were kids, we were all being inoculated. Do you know there's a certain type of virus that was put into inoculation and actually it created a cancer in our system? And we never knew that. And they just found this out recently. All these kids that had these inoculations on the side of their arms, remember you said, we also all get lined up into school, and kids are crying half the way down, going, I don't want this needle, and look like 10, 20 needles sticking out of one syringe, and bang, they get nailed, and all this going, ow! Why are they putting all this whole bunch of chemical into you? To say, because they need to build up your immune system. If you're already healthy, I've already met a bunch of new parents that live out in the country now. They refuse their children to be inoculated in school. You know why? Because they don't want their children touched. They know very well their child is much stronger in their immune system. Why should they get inoculations continuously by somebody in a school they don't know? But they're telling you, well, if you don't get your child doesn't get a needle, they can't come to the school. So what the parents are saying now, well, fine, I'll raise my child my own way. I'll raise her at home, and I'll educate them, and they'll be a lot more educated than you are. Guess what is happening? They're doing it. And they'll come to the point, the next 20, maybe 30 years, that you very will seldom ever see a child in a school. They will all be homeschooled by their parents. They will be, and it's going to happen. I know it, because it's starting right now. A lot of parents are not taking their kids to school. If they're not getting the kids to the schools that are so controlled, you know what I mean? They're so controlled that now they're making the kids, they have to wear all these school uniforms. And a lot of kids, the parent, the new parents today, the young parents today, think if the child gets disciplined by wearing a uniform, that makes them even more intelligent. No. All you're really doing is you're creating a separatism, like saying, well, my school is better than your school because I'm wearing a uniform and those ones are not. That sounds Catholic to me, or it sounds like something else. You're separating the public society. You know, it's like separating another government, another social standard. And you don't want to do that. You want the kids to all get along. Because the kids, I tell you right now, the kids in the school don't care for the uniforms much. When they're out of school, they can hardly wait to get home, and they're changing into regular clothes and going like, I'm over this. They don't like uniforms much. But, I mean, that's exactly what the school system wants. But do you really want your child to always have to have the inoculated needles continuously? And the kids do feel pain once in a while. Yes, we do get smallpox. Yes, we do get chicken pox. Yes, we get measles and mumps. But that's normal. We had that for years. But do you know what? There's more viruses showing up at school now today. We got mono coming back. More. Kids are getting TB. TB's showing up again. Why? Why should TB showing up again back in schools? Excuse me. We got a guy flying on an airline. He had TB, the worst case of it. And did the airline ever control it? Not to the point until he finally made a landing. Whatever happened to this guy, a whole bunch of people got sick right after that when he got on the plane. They all knew he had TB, but they couldn't stop him because that was his schedule to leave. But how did he get the TB? Where did he bring it from? Nobody decided to do that search to find out where it came from. All they wanted to do was to stop the man from spreading it. So they got him to the hospital finally, and he got over it. Now, what are they going to do with that? Are they going to take care of that? Whether he won't ever get it back? We don't know. A lot of people had dealt with that kind of stuff. You know, nobody's actually bringing a gun on the plane anymore. Nobody's breaking dynamite in the plane anymore. Nobody's bringing any kind of scary tactic. You know what? I'll tell you this right now. It's not as much what we bring on the plane that they may find that scary, but I'll tell you this. One day, somebody's going to come on a plane, and they're going to have something really dangerous in their system because they were experimented on by the government. That person's going to get so sick, they'll wipe out the plane before he gets off the floor. And it won't be even a bomb, or it won't be even a stick of dynamite. But guess what? I never brought up the subject. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. One day, somebody's going to get really sick because you guys go out there, keep on experimenting on people like us. And one of us is going to get really, really sick, and you're going to say, oh, not my fault. I wasn't there. I didn't give him the needle. No, it wasn't my fault. I'm just here to make $1 million. We're here to live this world. This is what the world's all about. It's having to fulfill a dream and to have a life. That's what it really is. It's about having a life and having to have fun with life. To fulfill what our job is supposed to be as a person, as a parent, as a sister, as a brother, as an uncle, as an auntie, as a grandmother, grandfather, even that child. We learn. We learn to fulfill those dreams. And this is basically what we're trying to do, is stand our own ground, stand up for what is right. And we stand up, we call it free speech. I forgot, Canada does not have free speech. Canada does not have free speech. That was removed from the federal government. They took it away from us. We don't have that free speech. United States, yes. Not in Canada. If we stand up for ourselves and say something that we want to say, they'll say, sorry, shut up, can't say nothing. We don't have a constitution like what United States has. We don't. Not like it used to be. Everything is in reverse. You know, for example, United States, if you struck oil on your land, you own the oil rights. Canada got smart. You stock oil on your land, the government takes it from you. All you get paid for is just a rental of the land. Where does that come from? Where are we going with this one? You know what I mean? You think about it. So many things that we wonder why that Canada is one step ahead of everybody else. The United States thinks that the federal government thinks that Canada is stupid. We're not dumb. We've got the most purest water in the world. But I know we're well, they're trying to take it from us, but it'll never happen. Because we try to take care of our oceans as much as we possibly can. But yet, somebody's going to try to drop more garbage in the river because they can't get rid of their garbage. Or they don't know where to put it at some sort of a dropping-off station. Think about it, guys. We do have all kinds of alternatives to actually recycle garbage. Here's something else. Brazil has already discovered a way to actually recycle garbage. Instead of going out to the nuisance grounds and dump all your garbage, they found a way to recycle it and to make it into an alternative fuel for our vehicles and our homes, like a hydro as well. But has the United States taken it in yet? Have they just considered become part of that program? No. I haven't heard from that yet. Has Canada ever decided to take on that program? No. How come other foreign countries know all about this stuff, and we're sitting there going, I don't know. Wasn't me. Well, guess what, guys? We're going to have to look at it a little bit deeper. You know, we have so many things happening out there right now. I get caught up in this stuff a lot sometimes. It's not a political issue. This is something that we need to see and start looking a little more carefully and find out why we have these pollutions. There was a man many years ago who actually did a commercial back in the 70s. And his name was Iron Eyes. Suddenly forgot his last name. First Nations man. And I believe that he played Tonto in the TV, in the movies, back many years ago with Lone Ranger. And he was the very first man kept saying, you know, we need to treat our lands with a little more respect, not to pollute it, and to take care of each other. And everybody ignored that. This was back in the mid-70s, late 70s. And look where we are now. They should play that commercial again to wake people up. There are things out there for us that we need to listen to. But would anybody listen to an Indian? No. Listen to a white man? Well, it depends if you're the president or if you're prime minister, depending what they want to make you believe what they've got. They want to basically say there's an alternative. Now, there's actually somebody who actually I know recently is actually they're talking about bringing electric cars back again, rebuilding electric trucks, and they're making stations again, electric stations. So basically everything is electric-fueled, electricity. They're talking about bringing back other alternatives. Now they're talking about, sure, they talked about the hydrogen vehicles, but now I was talking to the scientist, and the scientist tells me, he says, if they really did try to bring the hydrogen fuels in here, the hydrogen will be even more sensitive than a common fossil fuel. If there was ever a car crash, that car would blow up. If a car crash with a gasoline fossil fuel will not blow up. So it's still not safe. Using hydrogen? There are other people that try to create alternatives before, and those other people that have experimented with water in your vehicle to make it a fuel. Water, common water. That man disappeared and died. Someone disappeared on account of that one. Why? Because he discovered something that was actually going to work. We see all these things. We know that these things exist. Now, I know someone in here, in this chat room, whose brother was talking about fossil fuel and building his own fossil fuel engine. This is back in the 70s. He talked about it with me a long time ago, back in the 70s. We talked about this. His name is Wayne. Wayne talked about fossil fuel. He works on gas plants. This guy is so smart. He knows the stuff. He thought of that idea. If he kept it up, he would be also very successful to create something that already had been placed. I have a friend up in Surrey, in British Columbia here. He created a fuel through electrical lines, and he actually made electrical. He made new types of batteries that are so powerful that you can actually travel just straight batteries, six batteries in one car, six small batteries in one car, and you can just charge it up once a month. You can travel thousands and thousands of miles. But the federal government came in, and they threatened him and told him, turn it, shut it down, or else you'll show up. They basically did. They put a bullet in his mailbox. They scared the living crap out of the guy, and so he no longer is involved in it. Because he used to work with power lines. There's only four of a kind of guys in this world that actually worked at the highest, most powerful electrical units. And he discovered this. He was actually was recreating a power system to transport a vehicle. But here's my story. If you guys are discovering all these things out there, and you know you have something going, why do you always have to share it? Why can't you just keep it to yourself and just live your life the way it is? Because at least you said there's something for the world, but if you share it, someone's going to try and stop you from having it. But do I have to hide that one, or can I share that one on? We don't want to be afraid of what we want to say in this world. Yeah. Okay. This person answered me back, and they refused Wayne a patent. Because Wayne knew what he's talking about. He did. Honest to God. Now, this is many years ago. This woman that I know online here, I've known her for 30 years. And Wayne and I talked a lot about this kind of stuff. Why they refused him a patent? Because he knew his stuff. He poses a threat. That's how things are. These things happen. Now, I'm going to see if we can try and get a hold of Audrey again. Don, are you there? Yeah, we were just trying to see if we can get through with Audrey, and apparently her line is busy, so I apologize. We'll try and get Audrey again, or I'll probably update you folks next week and see how far she's gone in her journey. This is a very long journey for her. She's actually traveled, she will be traveling hundreds of miles, going from one location to the other. Like I said, it's called the Highway of Tears for her daughter. And if those of you who want to support or look up the website, I want to share that with you. Don't go up the website. It's called highwayoftears.ca. That's highwayoftears.ca. Look up the website, and you'll see what I mean, what this all is all about. This actually, what I want to acknowledge is all the mothers that actually have lost their daughters. This is not just a racial thing. This is all young women who've gone missing in this world. We support you a great deal. We want to let you know that our hearts are with you, that we have lost a lot of our daughters in our lives, and even our mothers at times, because even they get caught in the side of the highway or have been murdered or disappeared. And in our show, I want to let you all know that we are standing with you and support you from our heart, and we pray for you each day. So that's what I want to do. Folks, we're going to get close to shutting her down, so I'd like to thank you all for listening to the show. It's been quite the talkative program, something I have never done in a long, long time, being a controversial speaker, but it's something I wanted to share with all you folks out there. So listen to your heart and try not to believe everybody what everybody else tells you unless you actually do research yourself. It's worth your while. So in the meantime, folks, in between time, that's it. This is me with Derek White, Sky Cloud, your psychic medium paranormal investigator. And the show is called Between Two Worlds. And I'm shutting it down, folks. Talk to you next week, next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Blessings to you all. Bye.